In a recent op-ed appearing in this newspaper, I likened Pakistan's economy to Schrodinger's cat, simultaneously alive and dead, depending on the observer's perspective. The analogy, borrowed from quantum theory, captured the ambiguity of a system suspended between two outcomes. Today, that image meets its financial twin, the dead cat bounce, a term describing a brief, illusory recovery following a dramatic fall, often misread as the start of a turnaround. And so, the question arises again, is Pakistan's economy genuinely rebounding, or are we mistaking noise for signal? Following an intense crisis from 2022 and 2024, with historic inflation, record low reserves, and default fears, Pakistan seems to be bouncing back. Headline inflation has plummeted to 0.7%, a 30-year low, foreign exchange reserves have climbed to $15.5 billion, and the IMF has approved a $7 billion bailout, with $1 billion already disbursed. The World Bank has pledged a $20 billion, decade-long financing package. Investor sentiment has warmed considerably, with Pakistan's global default risk declining by over 90%. Fitch Ratings even upgraded Pakistan's credit rating to B, the first positive change in years. These numbers, at first glance, are a sigh of relief. But seasoned observers will note, good statistics don't always equal structural change. The economy's underlying conditions remain fragile. Growth projections for 2025 are tepid, -3.0% according to the IMF, 2.5% according to the ADB, insufficient for a country with a rapidly expanding population, large informal labor force, and millions living below the poverty line. The short-term uptick is not yet rooted in rising productivity or industrial dynamism. Rather, it rides on remittance inflows, external financing, and deferred debt payments. And the debt burden itself is ominous. Pakistan faces over $22 billion in external repayments this year alone. Much of it will be rolled over again. While reserves have grown, they are still borrowed, not earned. A spike in oil prices, a geopolitical flare-up, or donor fatigue could bring the illusion crashing down. The economic stabilization underway is, for now, balancing on a tightrope. Tax reform remains an unfinished agenda. Despite years of talk about widening the tax base, Pakistan's tax-to-GDP ratio remains below 10%. The energy sector continues to be trapped in inefficiencies and circular debt. Export-led growth has not materialized. Structural bottlenecks remain pervasive, from state-owned enterprises that drain the exchequer to regulatory red tape that chokes entrepreneurship. Yet, there are flickers of forward motion. The Prime Minister's upcoming package for overseas Pakistanis signals a strategic recalibration, recognizing that the diaspora, long tapped only for remittances, could also be a source of investment, tourism, and innovation.